From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Former U.S. Secretary of State Hillary Clinton moved closer Tuesday to what will almost surely be her nomination as the Democratic candidate for president. With most of the votes counted from a primary in the state of Kentucky, Clinton led Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders by about 2,000 votes. Election officials said they would not yet declare a winner, but Clinton claimed victory. Sanders, meanwhile, spoke to supporters.
If the Democratic Party wants to be certain that Donald Trump is defeated, and that we must do, we together are the campaign to do that.
The final result is of little importance since the Democrats award delegates proportionally and the two candidates will end up splitting the ones from Kentucky almost evenly. In another race Tuesday, Sanders won the primary in the northwestern state of Oregon. The head of U.S. Africa Command, or AFRICOM, said Tuesday the U.S. military is prepared to support a train and equip mission to fight the thousands of Islamic State militants in Libya when the Libyan government is ready for it. AFRICOM Commander General David Rodriguez added that Libya's internal politics have made it unclear which armed groups are fighting alongside the Libyan government of national accord, leaving the U.S. really dependent on the Libyan interim government to determine who is with them and who is moving over to them. Please look at our website at voanews.com. This reminder that this is VOA News. The Sri Lankan Red Cross said Wednesday at least 200 families in Sri Lanka are feared buried under a mudslide following torrential rains and floods. In a statement released online, the Sri Lankan Red Cross said two rescue teams were dispatched early Wednesday alongside government authorities that had rescued 180 people despite power outages in the village of Surapura, Palabag, Elekpitya in Aranyake, located in the Kigali district. The Red Cross said at least 13 bodies have also been found. Several people are reported missing. The rain has caused flooding in cities, including Colombo. Schools across the country have been closed Wednesday due to the bad weather. The U.S. Senate approved $1.1 billion to combat the Zika virus, significantly less than the Obama administration's $1.9 billion request, but almost double the funding being considered by the House of Representatives. Tuesday's 68-29 vote came after the Republican-led Senate voted down the White House's full request, which was made in February as U.S. health officials warned that Zika could spread through large swaths of the nation. Republican Senator Susan Collins from Maine spoke about the crisis.
Americans are justifiably worried about the Zika virus, as the failure to prevent its spread could have devastating consequences for our families.
The mosquito-borne virus can cause devastating birth defects and has been linked to a debilitating neurological disorder. In a major crackdown of Olympic drug cheats, the International Olympic Commission announced that 31 athletes could be banned from this year's Olympic Games in Rio after a retesting of their samples from the 2008 Olympic Games, which came back positive for banned substances. The IOC says it has begun disciplinary actions against the 31 athletes who come from 12 countries and competed in six sports in the Beijing Games. Presumptive Republican presidential nominee Donald Trump says he's open to talking with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un in order to try to halt the country's nuclear program. Trump spoke during a Tuesday interview with Reuters. He also said he would use what he described as economic power the U.S. has over China to pressure the Chinese government into playing a role in finding a solution. North Korea is under multiple rounds of UN sanctions targeting its nuclear weapons program and repeated banned missile tests. Yemen's government has walked out of UN-sponsored peace talks with Houthi rebels, accusing them of having contempt for the peace process. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.